Chris Murray. December 4th.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's a miracle.
And I can see you.
That's a double miracle.
I just changed my name.
You can disregard that email I just sent you. I just had said, I just took a screenshot of what I was seeing, but now it's solved.
Okay.
All right, so I just clicked on share screen and it says host has disabled participant screen sharing. So I think, okay. However, you need
I
to.
I shared it, so it should come.
Okay. There we go. All right, let's see. What screen do I want to share? Okay. I happen to be already in the map. Let's see.
So this is EBI's database?
It's a map and a database that we created back in July. The SHPO and the FCC had requested that there be a, you know, there's a much more robust Section 106 process. And part of their request was that there be some map and a database created. So we have a team of developers who love nothing more than to get involved in that kind of problem solving. So they created this thing, which I think is fantastic. I mean, you know, say what you want about the towers themselves, but this folder is really cool, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right, so how do I get rid of this thing up here? That's going to be a pain in the neck. There it goes. Good. All right, so I'm going to get out of the map, get out of the list, and then go back into them organically from the beginning.
CityBridgeLink5G.azurewebsites.net?
Yes.
What's Azure?
That's just the name of the web hosting company that we use when we create websites for various things.
Okay.
I'll copy then send this to you because you will have access to this. This is not protected by any password or anything.
Okay.
And let's see, which email do you want me to send it?
Send it to NYC. NYC Hollis. That's my New Yorkers for Wired Tech.
This is called the Link 5G landing page.
Landing page. Oh, the first page is the landing page? I get it.
This is what we call the landing page. again, this is not password protected. In fact, the only thing that is password protected, the only thing that by not being able to get credentials that you won't see is the document portal. But because one of the requirements of Section 106 is that members of the public can offer opinions on any poll they want, they don't have to be a consulting party. The map and the ability to leave comments is not password protected. You can leave comments on any poll that you choose. So I'll let you drive this, and I'll sort of, as I said, be your eyes, unless you want me to walk you around, you know, the websites.
Let me see. because my major concern today is I don't have any confirmation of when my consulting party status for New Yorkers for Wired Tech, when that began. Because I didn't get any status back, and we talked about that on Friday, I think it was, and you said I should be getting some emails, but I haven't received any emails.
You would not have yet, because we have not sent them. What we need to do is, when we see that a consulting party is added, in this case, New Yorkers for Wired Tech,
And we is who? EBI?
EBI, yes. Okay. When you're notified by Bolden, here, Chris, here's a new consulting party. I go into the map and I determine how many sites fall under that consulting party's area of interest. And then I submit a quote to Bolden for a fee for us to go through the process of adding and incorporating that consulting party into the process, which means typically they get added, you know, they can create credentials, so they get added to the server. I will go into the map and create their boundary and draw their boundary into the map.
Oh, really?
And we will add.
You can.
Yeah, I'll show you that in a second. Yeah, that's pretty cool too. I'll show you that.
Okay.
And email. Last step is emailing the SHPO submittals to them, assuming that we've already created the SHPO submittal. So until I get a purchase order from Bolden saying, you know, here's your $500 to send out all the various emails. And, you know, you have three sites. There's been one that had 12 sites in their community board. You know, so the fee will differ. But I need to get, you know, they don't want me doing anything until I get an official purchase order.
Okay.
Which I anticipate getting today.
Okay.
They told me I'm going to get it today. And I already confirmed with my team that if I do get it today, they're going to send their emails tomorrow. So tomorrow, you should see, I believe, three emails, separate emails, each of which will have...
Oh, the three are for each of the tower sites?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's three. I think there's three in the area that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But however many there are, 1, 3, 15.
So it's all dependent on the money.
Yes, yeah, in a way. I mean, you know, I'm more willing than most people to just go ahead and send the emails. I've just been slapped on the wrist a little too many times for, hey, you know, wait until we have, even by the person paying, in this case Bolden, they don't want a whole lot done before they have an official purchase order that they can associate with that work.
Well, that makes sense.
And it doesn't take that long. I mean, I submitted my quote, I believe, on the day we talked, whether it was Thursday or Friday. So they usually turn around the PO within a day or two.
Okay.
But to answer your question, your review period, whatever that is, 15 days, 30 days, whatever it's going to be, will not begin until you get that email.
Okay.
And that review period will be in the subject line of the email. It will say, you know, hi, Sue, here's project, you know, here's the submittal for project, you know, MN, whatever the name of it is. And in the body of the email, or in the subject line, it will say, you have until, I can't remember if it gives you a date, you know, you have until December 19th, or if it says you'll have 15 days from today. I can't remember how it states it, but it makes it clear that, you know, here's how long you have on this particular site.
Well, before we go any further with this Azure database, mm-hmm. Can I share something with you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so if you get out of that.
Stop sharing. Okay.
Okay, so let me bring it up first on my desktop. Hold on. Let me go into here and go down here. Let me see. Oh, here. This is what I wanted.
Go ahead. I didn't know if I need my glasses or not.
Oh, I don't know yet either.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, let me try to share this from my desktop. Share screen. Oh yeah, there it is. I received this, but not to NYC Hollis. Share. Can you see it?
Yes, I can. I can look up and see exactly what the explanation is, but I suspect it's that you are also the contact for another consulting party.
Well, that's what I sent you. That was that page from the 620 report for the site in my community board district called at 715 Columbus Avenue. So this, it goes to this email. In the 620 report uses this email, peters.s@startmail.com. And I got this, and I didn't receive, prior to this, I didn't receive any email that said, I have been made a consulting party for MCB7. So I'm confused, the process.
So looking at Manhattan Community Board 7, I began seeing emails about that in mid-November. I never saw an email from Robert at Bolden, and I haven't seen this email for every consulting party, but some I've been copying on and some I haven't.
Right.
I don't have in my folders the email from him to you saying you have been approved as a consulting party for Manhattan Community Board 7.
That's a good point. So it would come from Robert Sakota of CityBridge?
Yes. They typically are coming directly from him, where he's saying, thank you for your request to be a consulting party. We've approved the request. And then he typically will say, you should see something from Chris Murray at EBI soon, is basically what he says in his response.
Okay, so let me stop sharing this and go back to something from him, okay? Because this is all confusing to me. Okay, so I'm going to stop share and go back to... CityBridge. 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 Wait a minute. Okay, I'm gonna look at this one. Hold on. And I'm also going to bring up another one. These two emails, because I want to be clear on this. Okay, let me go there. And go to CityBridge. And... CityBridge, that's the one, and then I want to get Rob Sakota is the one that he sent me. Maybe this is it. Okay, yeah. Oh no. Huh. Where's Rob Sakota's? Okay, hold on. I know, I got one from him, and it's in my... because I requested to be a community... Yeah, it's right after I requested, they received it. Then it went to Alex's screen. Maybe this is it. No, that's it. Where is his email?
I have his, I'm looking at his response now to you.
Oh, what date and time is it?
Let's see. It looks like it's, thank you for your prompt attention to my request and requesting. It looks like your request was on the 17th of November.
For a consulting party?
Yes.
But what time is his email, date and time for the email he sent me?
It seems like it cuts it off. Thanks for the additional information. New Yorkers for Wiretech will be made a consulting party 1 minute ago. Tuesday, 2:04 p.m. which is the, I think it's the 21st of November at 2:04 p.m.
21st?
I think so.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let me show you. Okay, hold on. There's another one on the ticket updated. Okay, I'm going to show you these. I guess I can't make head or tail out of them. You know, I have one email on the 21st from CityBridge. That's what I'm going to show you. Okay. Let me go to screen share and CityBridge. I don't know if this is it, but let's see. I have no idea.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at as well.
Okay, so do I have access to move this around? Yeah, I do. Okay, so let me just see. Okay, request to be consulting party. Okay, in Manhattan, so this is my peters.s email. Because it says in Manhattan Community Board 7, I don't know, but it's going to something called NYC Hollis, which is my NYC, okay?
Okay.
So this is 1121, and it's at 1803, and it's going to NYC Hollis. Okay. And a ticket... Request to be consulting party, updated by our support staff to add, okay. So there's, this is an acknowledgement by, is that EBI? No, it's Bolden, Link 5.
I think that's, it might be automated, what that little blurb there.
Oh, here, CityBridge.
That, yes, that would be from, I thought you meant the thing right above that.
So this is Bolden?
Yes.
Okay. So I get this from Bolden, and I had said, "Dear Mr. Sakota, thank you for your prompt attention to my request for consulting party status." Now let me just see something, because, yeah, this is okay. Here's my request, November 16th. I requested. Okay. And then he...
Well, that's an update. You're actually requesting an update. So your original request must have been prior to that. You're saying there, I respectfully request an update.
Here it is. Yeah, this is my request.
The original request, okay.
Yeah. Right here. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
This one.
50.
50 at 8:30 a.m.
Right.
11:15, 8:30 a.m. I requested. Okay. And I just requested, gave all the information why I should be a consultant party.
Mm-hmm.
And then I requested an update.
Next day you requested an update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I knew the, you know, clocks are going left and right here. And then, Rob Sakota, CityBridge answered me. Susan, could you confirm whether this is a request on behalf of New Yorkers for WireTech or by you as an individual? As an individual, we would grant consulting party status for the area in and around 240 West 98th Street, Apartment 5C. That's my address. We typically don't grant consulting party status to individuals for entire community districts unless they belong to an organization that has or they themselves have some larger demonstrated interest across the entire community district. That said, once you are a consulting party for any area, including the area around your address, you would have access to our consulting party portal to the NEPA, SHPO, submissions we make, and comments on those sites made by others for all sites throughout the city, and would be free to provide comments on any of these sites. We do not distinguish between comments made by members of the public and comments made by individuals who have consulting party status for a particular site. It is the contents of the comments rather than who makes them that determines how we address those comments. Okay, so he's asking me, let me know what you want to do here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I answered him back, "Dear Mr. Sakota, thank you for your prompt attention to my request for consulting party status. Yes, I am requesting to be a consulting party on behalf of New Yorkers for Wired Tech. My request for consulting party status includes the fact that I am a member of New Yorkers for Wired Tech. As a member and working with Odette Wilkins of Wired Broadband, Inc., I have spoken up about the Link 5G at many of the New York City community boards across all five boroughs. This activity has been regular from December 2022 to the present. And the area in which I'm requesting consulting party status is Link 5G Towers, proposed in construction in Manhattan Community Board 7, which is where I have resided since 1976. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward, right?
Yep.
And then they said, thanks for the additional information. This is November 21st. Right.
And that's a typo on his part. He said Manhattan Community District 1.
Right.
He meant 7.
I caught it and he changed it.
Right.
But this,
right, right.
This is, he said, this is confirmation on the 21st that New Yorkers for Wired Tech will be made a consulting party. Well, that means me, right? I mean, there are other people in New Yorkers for Wired Tech that might also, I don't know, you know. Okay. So then... And then I did, that was held here, and then I did, hold on, I'm sorry.
No.
I feel like I'm so clumsy.
No, but.
Clumsy with this.
It's not, because it is this complex, especially because we have two entities, Manhattan 7, where you are the contact under one email, and New Yorkers for Wired Tech, which is the same area, Manhattan 7, where you are the contact on another email. So this is potentially confusing.
Okay, so
we'll get through it.
I'm gonna go to the next link in this email strain here, so you can see what I've been trying to figure out. Okay, this one here. Okay, and so I can just go to Zoom and go to share screen and click on this. I think this is the one. And this is where he said, yeah, I recognized my error this morning and was about to correct it, but you beat me to it. God, sorry about that. We will provide consulting party status for Manhattan Community District 7. That's kind of vague, you know. Because there's two things up in the air. There's my two email addresses. Anyway, it's vague.
Okay, so we have a total of probably a dozen community boards that are consulting parties. And the process is the same on each of them. A particular individual, including Odette Wilkins, is actually the contact for one of them. I think it's Queens 12, if I'm not mistaken. They, in this case, Odette Wilkins, will request consulting party status for that individual, Odette, on behalf of Queens 12. And then Bolden will say, okay, approved. And then we will create a login and credentials and everything for Odette. She can add other people if there's more than just her that wants to be involved from Queens 12. But at the very least, Odette, with that, whatever email address she provided, will be the person who's able to access the password protected portion of the website.
Right.
So because you have, I think you have, I hope, if I'm not mistaken, you have applied for consulting party status in two different ways. One, through Queens Summit Manhattan 7, using the email address peters.s@startmail.com.
Yeah, where do you see that?
Okay, that is when you emailed.
I was emailing Sakota and saying, I want to be.
Let me share my screen, because this is different. And this is why, right now, the way this is right now, you're going to be receiving, if we have a particular site we're going to send to you, we're going to be sending it twice. One, based on your role as a consulting party for New Yorkers for Wired Tech, and a second separate email for your status as a consulting party contact for Manhattan 7. So let me share my screen and I'll show you the email chain where you ended up with. Because if you just want one, that's fine. All right, let me bring my emails down here. Manhattan Community Board 7. So the first email was from you. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. From you to Suzanne Derrick. Dear Suzanne, I left you a message. Now, at this point, Suzanne had either left EBI or she was very close to, I believe her last day was the 17th or maybe the 10th. So this was right in the middle of her leaving. Anyway, the email was from you to her using peters.s@startmail. And it says here, I am a resident of Manhattan 7 and am in the process of asking for consulting party status for my community. So when I read that, eventually this was passed to me from Suzanne. I interpreted this as Susan Peters at the email address peters.s@startmail wants to be the contact for a new consulting party, which will be Manhattan 7. All right, so let's see what...
Hold on. Let me just get this straight in my head. Okay. I contacted her to get those three documents.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm in the process of asking for consulting status.
Right. So when you sent this to me, you took this email that you had sent to Suzanne on the 14th.
Right.
And then sent it also to me on the 14th.
Right, because I wanted to get those three documents.
Right. So, which is fine. But what I'm saying is that I looked at this and said that you're in the process of asking for consulting party status for my community, which is 7. So I interpreted that to mean that I need to set up a new consulting party for Manhattan 7 with you as the contact. So you might never have, and I think this is part of the reason there's confusion, you might never have seen an actual response from Robert saying you have been approved as the contact for...
Not at all. I had no idea.
But you are. And if you want me to delete it, I'm happy to do it so you're not getting double emails.
Yeah, but
so
when can, as first of all, okay, this is, you know, say I want both of them. So my peters.s, in that 620 document, it, my address is Manhattan Community Board 7. Is that the way it's done?
For your role as Manhattan Community Board 7, for that role,
yeah.
It's going to have the Peters S email.
Right.
Sue Peters, Manhattan Community Board 7 office. The address is this, phone number, etc. And there were three sites currently in that area. This is back in 11:15 when I set you up with this email.
So, but Manhattan Community Board 7 never contacted me. I never contacted them. I had no idea. Don't they have to be they're contacted since their address?
Well, no. You know, for example, when Odette Wilkins applied to be the contact for Queens 12, I think it was, or Queens 1, one of the two. It's assumed that there's some relationship between Odette Wilkins and Community Board 12, or whichever one it is that she is associated with. I'm not verifying that that the Community Board is aware that Odette Wilkins is now looking at submittals on their behalf.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because I don't have any contact except when I go to meetings and speak up as the public.
Oh, I thought you had indicated somewhere that you were a member of... Oh, that was New York for Wireless Tech, that you were a member of them.
Yeah. But I'm not a member of the board.
Okay, so then I guess what it boils down to is this. Manhattan Community Board 7 has never independently contacted me or Bolden and asked to be a consulting party. They have never done that independently. I assumed that you were asking on behalf of Manhattan 7 to be the contact for them, for Manhattan 7, with their status as a consulting party. And the reason I thought that is because, and it could be very well be mistaken, when I read this, I'm a resident of CB7, and I'm in the process of asking for consulting status for my community. So I interpreted that to mean that Manhattan 7 was now going to be a consulting party, and you were going to be the contact for them. So if that's incorrect...
Oh, no. They weren't asking to be a consulting party.
Right. Okay. Then I think it's the case that we can basically just delete Manhattan 7. Because as I said, they have not independently asked, can we be a consulting party?
Right.
And you will still get everything that you would now double get. You know, if you're on Manhattan 7 and New Yorkers for Wired Tech, you're going to get two emails for everything. It's the same boundaries. The boundary for New York Wired Tech is the geographic boundary of Manhattan 7.
Well, before you delete it, let me ask you something, because this is all new to me. Is there any benefit for me to be a consulting party and submit two separate reports?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
No is the short answer.
Okay.
I think it's only going to be a pain in the neck just because you're going to get twice as many emails as you would otherwise have gotten.
Right.
And they're going to be sent to two different email addresses. And it's already, you know, it's taken us probably an hour back, and not that I have a problem with it. It's taken us an hour just to figure out what the heck's going on with, you know, all the... It's going to be even worse when you start to get the actual submittals and the emails and everything. So,
let me just say, Chris, with the Zoom thing, because it's a free account, we have 7 minutes in this implementation of Zoom. And then you have to wait 9 minutes and I can send you another Zoom. This is what they've installed in the free version.
Is that right?
Prod you, you know, to pay for it. But just so you know,
you got
6 minutes, 6.5 minutes left.
Well, we can, you know, I have pretty open availability at this time throughout the week.
Okay.
We can set these calls up every day for the rest of the week if you want to, you know, because we haven't even actually gotten into the submittals yet and looked at the submittals.
Right.
You know, I'll defer to you on that, but I'm happy to, you know, do this call again tomorrow and Wednesday. Wednesday might be.
Well, let's see if tomorrow's necessary, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So now that we've set that apart, I'm not a consulting party for Manhattan Community Board 7 itself.
Right.
But only for New Yorkers for Wired Tech.
Understood.
So you're saying, since I haven't gotten those emails to NYC Hollis from CityBridge EBI telling me that your countdown has started, right? Something like that.
You have not gotten those emails, correct?
Yeah. Okay.
That's meaning your countdown has not started and will not begin until you get those emails.
Okay.
You are, put it to this way, you are not going to miss out on your opportunity to review these sites that are in your area.
Oh, I'm really glad you said that, because that was my major concern.
No, no. I will make it my mission in life to make sure that you have every opportunity that is afforded to you to comment on these. And if you were to get those emails tomorrow, when I think you will, you'll have until the 20th of the month. So
20th of December.
Of December.
From the
correct.
5th.
From the 5th.
From 12/5. The last date I can put something into the database is the 20th?
Correct. If we get you the emails tomorrow.
Right. Well,
if we get it,
you're available on the 20th to get, put the
100%. Yeah, I'm available, you know, like I said, we can take as many of these sessions this week and next week and then the week after, so that, you know, because the submittals themselves are quite complex. And, but I can show you where in the submittal it shows, here's where the historic properties are. Here's what the poll will look like from those properties.
Right.
And we want to, you know, put a comment together. I'll upload it to the portal with my screen shared so that you'll see it. Now it's living there. So that when we go in on the 21st, the day after, or the 20th, the day after the 15 days up, comes up, when we go in on the 20th and look for comments, your comment will be there, and it will be incorporated into the submittal with the SHPO, and then the SHPO will have 7 days to think about your comments, basically, is how it works.
Okay, but so now you're saying the 19th is the last day we can upload my comments.
No, it would be the 20th.
The 20th of December.
And that's only if you see that email tomorrow. If you see the email tomorrow, then you have until the 20th.
And if it comes today, I have till the 19th.
It's not going to come today.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to come today.
You're the captain of the boat here.
Yeah, pretty much. Sink or swim, you know. Ask me in 6 months whether I'm happy to have been the captain of the boat. But yes, I am.
Okay, terrific. So that's good. We got that all clarified.
Yeah. So that's good. I'll basically get rid of Manhattan 7, and then you can just focus on New Yorkers for Wired Tech.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Okay.
And
all right. So I assume we only have like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, two and a half.
Feel free to add another invite for any day this week.
Why don't we do, tomorrow I'm away in the morning, early afternoon, but what I'd like to do tomorrow with you on Zoom is see how you go into the database and get any comments for me from other consulting parties for those sites.
Sure.
Okay, so I should be back by around 2. What about 3 o'clock tomorrow?
3's rough, because that's when I go get my kids from school.
Oh. Okay.
I can do it at 4.
4 is good.
Let's do it at 4. Okay.
Terrific. How old are your kids?
Eighth grade, a girl, so that is 14. And fifth grade, my son, who's 10.
Wow. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Oh, Sue, I enjoy it so much. And I work from home, so I've been able to take them to school every day for their entire lives and pick them up most days. And it's just such a joy. I love it so much. There's nothing better than being a parent. I just absolutely love it.
It's true. It's called, when they're younger, it's called unconditional love.
It is.
When
they really
get older, it changes.
Yeah, but no, I'm glad you said that, and I absolutely do enjoy it very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you. Unless I hear otherwise, I'll see an invite from you for tomorrow at 4, right?
Yes.
All right. Talk to you then, Sue.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.